Okay, so we just barely began to scratch the surface of our sugya. And we have to understand what Chazal meant with this cryptic phrase, Shnei Dvarim Einu B'Shusa Shel Adam, which indicates to us that Lulei the Chiddush HaTorah by Rabbi Matze, I would have said that you're never over by Rabbi Matze. By definition, it's impossible. In terms of pure lomdus, it's impossible to violate by Rabbi Matze, because the Chometz isn't really yours anyway, Einu B'Shusa Shel Adam. And what made it Einu B'Shusa Shel Adam? What was the part of that grandiose Havamina of Shnei Dvarim Einu B'Shusa Shel Adam? So we said, oh, you can't learn Psachim, the Vavim Aveis, unless you're learning through the eyes of Sukkot, the Flamet Hei. So Yadum Mefursam, the famous Machloikes between the Raivir and the Ritva in Masech HaSukkah, whether there is a concept of Bailos on a Dover Asabano. The Raivit claimed that was the ultimate reason why you're not Yates with the Esek Shalorla, because it's Ein Lo Bailos, it's not Shayach, and the Imam is the Cheshimish, but to own the Davar Asabano. And the Ritva says he never did such a thing. Like, why can't you own it? If I bought it, if it grew in my field, my tree, so just because it's Orla, why is that not called mine? Why are you not Yates with Esek Shalorla? You gotta learn another Sugya, because it's Mechdashure, Sugya is Maislach, Asheira, Myridik, wow. I quoted yesterday Rabbi Yudin's drasha by the Yeshiva tree. So I haven't seen Rabbi Yudin yesterday. I haven't seen him in close to a year. So I saw Rabbi Yudin yesterday. He said, Rabbi Yudin, I just quoted your drasha on the Yeshiva tree. So he said to me, once in a lifetime drasha. Never gave before, never. He doesn't plan on giving it again. It was a knockout drasha. When I was at Rabbi Paramus, so once I said a drasha, and then a couple of years later, I said the exact same drasha over again. So one of the Balabatim came over to me and he said that he once heard from, down for the count, guys. Down for the count. Went away, maybe he's coming back. See. Okay, don't worry, you didn't say anything terrible. I didn't even finish the story. So, the kids and immigrants. The story was that I once gave a drasha in Paramus, and I repeated the drasha. A couple years later, so one of the Balabatim came over, and he said that Rav Schwab once said to him that there are two kinds of drushes. He said, there's a good drasha, and there are not such good drushes. He said, the good drushes you can repeat 100 times, because they're good. The not such good drushes, you shouldn't say them the first time. You shouldn't have said them in the first place. So, back to our story about Asherah. So, we have Machlegis to Raivit it in the Ritva, whether indeed Imam is a shaykh to own something that's also bano. So according to the Ravid, Agamar reads like a charm. Because Agamar says that you can't own chametz because it's also bano. You can't own it, it's not lachot, it's no bayra. But according to the Ritva, that you very much can own Dvar Masur bano. So what is pshat in Agamar? That's the multi-million dollar question. So the Ketzais comes to the rescue, and the Ketzais says that what the Gemara means in Psachim is that although it's true you can't own it, it's shalcha, but it also falls into the category of what's called shaloi ve'ina b'shusa. And as such, a dove which is shaloi ve'ina b'shusa wouldn't be subject to by Rabbi Matz, if not for the Chiddush HaTorah. So if not for the fact that asad akaskim b'shusa, if I was just analyzing a dove shaloi ve'ina b'shusa, just on its own merits, I would have said such an item is not subject to by Rabbi Matz. Which is really very, very startling. An extremely startling statement. Because where do we find precedent that something which is just merely in a b'shuso, since when is that a mafkia from the Rabbi Matzai? What kind of halacha is that? We're not even up to yet analyzing whether the Ketzais is correct in equating a davar asabana to a davar shein b'shuso. We have a long way to go in terms of analyzing that. But just the very premise of the Ketzais, that being in the halachic category of any b'shuso is a mafkiya, is a paiteh fun by Rabbi Matze, very, very startling. So somebody may want to connect the dots, which I personally don't think is correct, but somebody may want to connect the dots and say, ooh, this is reminiscent of the Ramban. What's Ramban? Who's the Ramban? The Ramban of Atayra, the Ramban in the Chiddush Maseches Pesachim, who says that in order to be able by Rabbi Matze, the Chametz does not only have to belong to you, but it has to be B'shuscha. In contrast to what? So I think we've quoted this Mechilta once or twice, or 100 times in the last couple of weeks, where the Ramban claims that the Mechilta is telling us that if I have chametz and I put it in somebody else's house, in a goy's house, or, according to some, I put it in the street, it's mamish not in my rishus anymore. So it's shali ve'ina b'shusi, that's excluded from Beirav Emotze. This is nish Beirav Emotze. That's called shaloi ve'ina b'shusi. So one could argue, just as the Ramban said, that ownership of chametz is not the end all. That's not the only factor that determines Beirav Emotze. You need ownership plus b'shuscha. So maybe one could argue, just as the Ramban said, that if I have chametz, which is physically out of my rishus, I'm not Beirav Emotze. So too, if I have chametz with a shalivi and a b'shusi of asavano, of davar hanigzol mimeni, maybe one could argue not Beirav Emotze also. So I'll tell you what my hesitation is with that comparison. The word ein b'shuso is a totally different meaning. It conjures up lagamri a different meaning in halacha. It's the same word in Lashon HaKodesh, but it means something radically different conceptually. The ein b'shuso of the Ramban is not addressing my relationship to the chametz per se. It's addressing the location of the chametz. We said this already 100 times over, that the Ramban is mechadish to us that in order to be yomer by Rabbi Motze, it's not enough just to paskin up as a cheftza fun chametz. It's not even enough to paskin up this a cheftza fun mayin chametz. It's important to paskin up where is the chametz located. The geography of the chametz, the location of the chametz, will be keveya when it is by Rabbi Motze. Now, those Rishonim who either ignored the Mechilta, said we don't follow the Mechilta, had a different interpretation of the Mechilta. So those great Rishonim, many of them, and to a certain extent the Rosh, didn't buy into this concept. Didn't buy into this idea that geography location is so critical. The Rosh probably does buy into it, because he had this unique part that the Beis HaShom was like the Beis HaMafke, but we'll leave out the Rosh. The Rebbeinu Yoina, the Rishayinim, the Rambam, who doesn't even quote the Mechilta Bechlal, doesn't accept this Mechilta Legamrei, who held his pashas against the Gemaras. So those Rishonim don't buy into the significance of geography. But the Ramban, who did buy into the significance of geography, and therefore he coined the phrase, Shaloi ve'ina b'shusai, that is not the Rabbi Yochanan Shaloi ve'ina b'shusai. That's not the same thing. That's not Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said, Shaloi ve'ina b'shusai. Rabbi Yochanan was not talking about where the chametz is. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a halachic concept that it's mufka m'shusai. Gezel of Sasha Bailam is not because it's in the other guy's house, it's because it's halachically, for whatever reason, Gezel of Sasha Bailam. So to say that just as the Ramban says that you're not over by Rabbi Matzah and a Dov Shein of Shusai of physical location, who would deny you're not over by Rabbi Matzah on Chomet, which is Asabano, because of the halachic category called Ein B'Shuso, I think it's a little bit of a stretch of Ein B'Shuso, it's a little bit of a jump. It's seeing the same words and applying one to another, but just because the same words appear, they can be radically different concepts in halacha. So Chazal use a phrase, b'shuso, but in the Ramban's context, it meant a physical location of where the chametz is placed. In the Ketzos's application, it means a halachic concept of a dover that's bailus has not quite been removed, but it's entered into that new category of halacha shalavein b'shuso. We've quoted from Rav Chaim many times over that when you see a phrase, a word in Chazal, it doesn't always mean the same thing in all places. Somebody once was chepering Rav Chaim about this, that Chazal used the same word, doesn't always mean the same thing. So Rav Chaim said, no, and I'll bring you a raya. Says Rav Chaim, when you make a Shema Bracha, sometimes you're scrounging around to find who's going to be the Panim Chadash. The Rav says in Ksubis, you have to have Panim Chadash, otherwise you can't make Shema Brachas. So Rav Chaim says, I don't understand. The Gemara says in the ninth brick of Bava Kama, if you steal dirt and you turn it into a brick, that's called the shinui. Why is it called the shinui? So the Gemara says, Panim Chadash is Bava Kama. It's a new entity, it's a new item, it's a shinui, it's a new chavtza. So Zakir Chaim, how come we don't find that if you can't find a new guest for Sheva Brachas, just put a brick on the table? So Panim Chadash is Bava Kama. That's a joke. In Brist, that was the level of humor in Brist. So that's clear. It's clear as day. That's the Dishkei Parv Chodesh's Balakim. It's a funny thing because Tosfos in Ksubas, first back of Ksubas quotes in that Gemara, it says you need panim chadashos for Shiva brachas. So Tosfos writes on Shabbos you don't need panim chadashos. You know why? Because the Medrash says in the pasuk mizmashili on Shabbos the kancha panim chadashos bo la'olam. Shabbos is a new world. It's a new entity. Panim chadashos bo la'olam. So that's also not exactly the same panim chadashos. But there's a different one. The idea of Taisus is, Taisus understood that the din of Panim Chadashos B'Sheva Brachas is just the Rabba Simcha. It's not that you need a new Mechui B'Dover. So the Rama seems to say that the reason why you need a Panim Chadashos is because you need a new Mechui B'Dover to say Sheva Brachas in his behalf. But Taisus says now, the Panim Chadashos is to create a new level of Simcha. And the new level of Simcha is a new Mechai B'Sheva Brachas. So Taisus just borrowed that Medrash and says that you see the Medrash treats Shabbos as being a very, very happy day. Panim Chadashos, people are happy, they're smiling, they look different on Shabbos. So Panim Chadashos Bolakan is enough to create a Tasefa Simcha. Even Taisus agrees putting bricks on the table doesn't create a Tasefa Simcha. So even Taisus wouldn't, there's no steer between the Taisus and Ksubis and the joke of Rav Chaim. Anyway, back to Chodesh Adar. Okay, good. Back to our story. So at the end of the day, the Ktzais has this really, really big breakthrough in the sugya that the reason why you wouldn't have been over by Rav Matzah is because it's Shalai V'Ena B'Shusa. But we have to challenge the Ktzais. We've done this in the past on this particular Ktzais in other contexts. Is this the correct application of Ena B'Shusa? Is the model that the Ktzais is invoking, a Gezev on Siyashua Bailim, is that really applicable to this model of Adavar Asimah? And the real question is, what made Gezel, which is the only case Chazal really speak of, that's the prototype of Ena B'Shusa, what made Gezel Ena B'Shusa? So we spoke about this, who remembers, who's going to tell me quickly, Mechayis Balmon or Rabban, come on, you should be back on there. I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you got to tell me Mechayis Balmon or Rabban. Oh, so comes the Balamor in the fourth Berakh of Avakam and says, I can't be makdish at Avra Gozo Mimen. You stole my animal, I can't be makdish at. Zot, the Balamor, what if the Gazlan calls me up and says, listen, I feel very bad, I stole your animal, it's sitting in my backyard, I'm going on vacation now, I'll be out of town, go, here's the coal, get into my backyard, go take the animal, okay, you take it back again. So the Balamor says, and the game's over. But it's no longer Gezel Vilas Yashua Bailam. Once the Gazlan gave up his equal, once he stops preventing the Nigza from picking up the animal, so now it becomes, reverts back to B'Shusa the Nigza. My famous Balamor, fourth paragraph of the Bavakam, famous line, one line in the Balamor, that the game is over, once it's in a Messiah by Lachziroi. So comes the Ramban and says, it's not true. You can agree to give it back from today till tomorrow. Calls man that you haven't returned it to the hand or to the rishus of the nigzol is blighted davishen rishusai because it's still called the davra gozol. Said the Ramban, the only thing that's mafkiyah the shem gezela is a posel chashehishas gezela, calling up and asking mechila and begging you to pick it up and telling you that I feel terrible. That's all cute and nice, but that doesn't affect you the status of the davra gozol. The only thing that's mafkir, the shame gezeila, is reishos gezeila shagozol. If that didn't occur yet, it's blight the davishen b'shusim. So famous machlekes balmon derba. No, who remembers what's the one that shemachlekes? So all the gedolei rosh yeshivas go down the same path. It appears that the Bi'cheskel and others. This was the ma'ariv pumayah derabon, and all the yeshivas in Europe before the war said the same lashon. The machlekes balmon derba is what is it about Gezela that creates the status of Ena B'Shusa that prevents you from being Makdish? What is it? What's it all about? So says the Balamor, what creates Ena B'Shusa is the physical inability and inaccessibility. I can only transfer ownership, I can only be Makdish items that I'm in control of. Somebody stole Reuben, stole my animal. I can't get it anymore. I'm not in control anymore. It's out of my domain. And therefore, any yachlak disha. And that's the pasuk, ishkiach dish beise kedish lasher. State the pashas b'chakaisai. The model, the prototype of hekdish in the Torah is beise kedish lasher. My beise b'shusar of kobishas. My house is in my domain. I'm going to net shim. I'm going to come home later today. I'm going to walk into my house. I'm going to press the combo lock. I'm going to walk in. I have accessibility. I can come into my house whenever I want. Oh, you have accessibility, you can be makdish. But if you can, because there's somebody standing there with a gun not letting you go in, there's a guy who's stalling around but not letting you anywhere near the barn, you don't have accessibility. This is Nishkin Dubyat Beisai. It doesn't meet the Baal Beisai in the Yeshua Hakdish. The minute that the person puts down the gun, the minute that the person gives you the green light to pick it up, accessibility is returned. Therefore, the Hakdish ability returns as well. Vazok the Ramban says, no, that's not the Meineya, that's not the Ma'akev. What's the Ma'akev in Hakdish is that indeed Imamanis, the Gazlan, acquires the item. Not L'choldin Yatera, but vis-a-vis Kabbalah Sechrayas, Chiv Einsin, a host of other halachas that emanate from what we call a Kinin Gazela. Kinin Gazela is one of those terms that's misunderstood. If people didn't really learn Bavakama, so they get all tzemish, all tzeflogin with Kinin Gazela. Because there are two different stages of Kinin Gazela. At the time of the Gazela proper, the Gazlan gets a Kinin Gazela on the item. And that Kinin Gazela has a few important afkaminas ladita. The first and foremost is he becomes chayv and achrayas, and einsin l'chol davar. If that item gets hit by lightning, the Gazlan is chayv to pay. There's no excuses. So a Gazlan has a Kinyan Gazela that creates the chayv achrayas. And it's rooted in Pashas the Kinyonim. And that's what the Mishnah says in the Ayin Tassim Bavakama, that if I go into your backyard and I do a Meshicha on your animal, and I didn't, wasn't Meshicha out into the street, and I didn't do a Hagba on it, all I did was a Meshicha, well, guess what? Kinyan Meshicha doesn't work, b'shus ha-meicha. And therefore, I didn't do a Maisa Kinyan. And if now lightning strikes the animal, I'm potter. Because I'm not a Gazel yet. In order to attain that Kinyan Gazel, the Bechav and Acharias, you have to have a Kinyan, because that's Pash the Kinyan. That's the Kinyan Gazel that takes place b'shus ha-gazel. That Kinyan Gazel does not enable the Gazel to keep the item. Because the mitzvah Heshus HaGzeilah Shagozel kicks in. There is a later stage that could happen later, possibly, may or may not happen. Something could happen later in time that will actually enable the Gazlan to keep the item and just simply suffice for paying back cash. That's the next level of Kinyan. What kind of event could occur that can enable that to happen? Is Shina Koina, Shina not Koina? Is Yish Koina, is Yish not Koina? Yish with the Shina Rishos, Yish with the Shina Yashem. A lot of different possible permutations as to what could possibly happen to enable the Gazlan to keep the item and simply return the cash value b'shas HaGzeilah. But that's not what I'm talking about now. I'm not talking about the later Kinyan L'chol Davar that it becomes his item. I'm talking about the first level, the first stage, Kinyan Gazela L'chai B'Acharayas. Says the Ramban, Kol Zman that Pliny the Gazlan has a Kinyan Shibai, not a Kinyan L'chol Davar, just merely a Kinyan Acharayas, a Kinyan Gazela. That Kinyan Shibai is a ma'akev for me to be able to be makdish my animal. Says the Ramban, it has nothing to do with physical inaccessibility, it has to do with a halachic Kinyan Gazela, and therefore the only thing that can unravel that Kinyan Gazela is Veheshus HaGzela. So the Gaza can call up and apologize from today or tomorrow and give me the code to get into his backyard, to his barn, but Kozman, it hasn't baliyodi or back to Chatzeri, it hasn't been returned to my Rishus. It's still called a Davar HaGozel. It's still called a Davar HaGozel. The Gazlan hunt the Kinyan Gazela. Kinyan Gazela is a ma'akev in the other fellow from being ma'akdish. It's a famous, famous, famous Machlokes Balmon Rebbe. The Rebbe say, when you read this Ketzos, and the Ketzos applies the principle of Shalai Vina B'Shusai to a Davar Asa V'Hanol, whose version of Ena B'Shusu as the Ketzel's going down. Is the Ketzel's talking the language of the Balamor, or is he talking the language of the Ramban? It should be obvious. 50-50 chance. Who thinks he's talking the language of the Ramban? Who thinks he's talking the language of the Balamor? I see every hand.
Balamor.
First I have to see the faces on the screens, and then if I see your faces, then I can see where the hands are up. Okay? So everybody... Everybody should be agreeing here, 100% vote. This is only Balamor talking. The Rambam never says such a thing. According to the Balamor, that it's inaccessibility. Okay, inaccessibility can be creative in multiple ways. Either by a bad Gazlan, a mean guy with a gun. But there's another way to create inaccessibility. You know how you do that? By a very nice, sweet old man. You know what his name is? Yosef Kairo, Shulchan Aruch says, you can't use it. It's also by Noah. It's Chametz Pesach. It's all, what can you do? You can't use it. So why is the Shulchan Aruch, why is the Torah Kedosh, why is the Rabbanu Shalom less able to make something inaccessible than the mean, bad Goslin? So according to the Balamor, the Ketzais equation is 100% right. But according to the Ramban, the Ikuv of Eidu B'Shusoi, the creating of the status of Eidu B'Shusoi, is Halachic Gezeila. Somebody stole it, and yet in Pliny, had the Kenyan Gezeila, and that Kenyan Gezeila is B'nei Amidi, built to be Makdish. Who exactly has the Kenyan Gezeila B'chometz? Can somebody point to me? Who's the Gazlan? Shulchan Aruch. It's not nice to call the Mechaber Gazlan. The Torah, Halacha, the Rabbi Shalom, who's the Gazlan? There's no Gazlan, no Kenyan Gezeila here. So the whole model of the Ketzais is obviously only makes sense in the worldview of the Balamor, not the worldview of the Ramban. It's like move on to Eilof. Who remembers? We spoke about this back when we spoke about the Ketzais invoking this by Hefker, the same thing. It's a little bit of a pella on the Ketzais. The Ketzais is who knew everything, like Kola Tarakula in front of his eyes. And here he writes, actually, in two different places, invoking the model of Eidu B'Shusso, clearly going down the path of the Balamor. In neither place does the Ketzais acknowledge that a Shtichut Torah only works according to the Balamor. The Ketzais, who Kedarka B'Kodesh, had every Rishon under the sun all lined up in his mind. He never said anything without having a Klarkan and Kol Torah Kubash Enkamayu. Yet the Ketzais almost like ignores the Ramban. He ignores the Balamor. He doesn't even call the Balamor the Ramban. Every yeshiva in Europe quoted this machlekes balamor. Everyone knew this machlekes. Every yeshiva bochur, everyone worth anything knew this machlekes balamor and rabban. So, not mitzaches to it. Strange, very strange. Unless the Ketzels understood such a milsa de pshita that what was the point of contention that the rabban had against the balamor? Remember what the rabban said. All the rabban said was, is that the Gazlan volunteering to return it is not enough. Because you still have to reckon with the Kenyan Gezeila that hasn't been undone. So one can understand the Ramban's tying against the Balamor one of two ways. Either one can understand that the Ramban thought that the Balamor's basic understanding of what makes Eidu B'Shusso is Pasha totally wrong. Like Gamri incorrect. You, Hilik Balamor, thought that it's based on inaccessibility. He's screaming from Barcelona to Provence. He's screaming across Europe, across Southern Europe. Ramban's screaming, you, Balamor, are telling me a story that it's inaccessibility. You're wrong. It doesn't do with inaccessibility. It has to do with halacha, kin, gazela. So the Balamor thought the Ramban's reason was wrong, and the Ramban thought the Balamor's reason was wrong. Well, maybe that's not the pshat of the Ramban. What's the other beer in the Ramban, everybody say? What's the other beer in the Ramban? Are we forced to say that the Ramban disagreed with the Balamor entirely? We wanted there to be peace in the world. Not so much fight. Too many machlokes. So maybe what the Ramban meant was, of course the Balamor's basic reason is right. Of course physical inaccessibility is a reason that we create, is justification to create Eidu B'Shusso. But there's more to it than meets the eye, says the Ramban. In addition to physical inaccessibility, halacha kinyan gezeila is also a minyan. Is also not called vatei. Is also not called basic. Yachdish kodesh beis lashem. Is also felt in B'Shusso. So the Ramban never meant to say the Balamor's model was wrong. He just says the Balamor didn't go far enough. The Balamor stopped. The book stops here. Says the Ramban, no, it goes one step further, one notch higher. Even if the physical inaccessibility has been rectified by the person willing to return it, that's not enough to create B'Shusso because it's still the Kenyan Gezeila Shabbat. So the Ramban never denied that inaccessibility, physical accessibility, is enough to create a B'Shusso. If that's the case, so then that would be a gewaldig limitzchus for the Ketzais. That's why the Ketzais thought that his model of inaccessibility was true bein l'fi Ramban bein l'fi Balamor. He didn't think the Ramban was against him. He thought that the Ramban buys into the basic model, the one that adds a little bit of a nuance to it. But But Kuliyama Lepligi, that inaccessibility causes Eda B'Shusai, and therefore, a Davar Asmana really would meet the mark of Eda B'Shusai L'Chol HaDeis. So we could put almost like a little bit, tone down our pain against the Ktzais. So we can be rummish 1 second. Climate control here. Did it go up like 20 degrees in the last 10 minutes? No? Okay. Give me 1 second. As in Zoom, we're not appreciating the climate issues going on here. Okay. Right. Maybe just the fire of the Ktzais and the Balmona and Baj is going to be so riled up here. Well, wait till you see what happens now. Start sweating. Hold on. Hang in there, guys. Hang in there. Coming back. Okay. So the only way to really fine-tune what the Ramban really held, did the Ramban deny the Gamre Balmor, or did he just be massive in the Balmor? How would we figure that out? How would we fine-tune that Nakuda? What would we have to find to be a test? We're running to the lab now, the Havdil. What experiment would we have to run now to test? We have a question. We're trying to figure out, what does the Halei Ramban and those who hold like the Ramban hold, but Eda B'Shusai? Do they think Eda B'Shusai was only a function of Kenyan Gazela? Or is it either or? Either inaccessibility or Kenyan Gazela? How would we prove? What kind of experiment would we run? What would we have? What kind of case would we have to create? We have to run a test, no? What's our case? What are we looking for? What kind of a case we look to test what the Ramban's theory really is? What? Eda B'Shusai? What? You have to find a case. Okay, I can't hear you, but maybe he's saying the right thing. We have to find a case that's physically inaccessible, but there's no Kenyan Gazela, and find out what would the Ramban say about that. If the Ramban will call that a Davar B'Shusai, then we know that the Ramban only believes in Kenyan Gazela being the Mafkida. That's the test case we have to create. So what is the din? What's the law in such a case? If I can dig you up a Risha who says something that is physically inaccessible, I cannot get it, it's out of my control, I'm not in the driver's seat, but nobody has a Kenyan Gazela, and I'm going to find a Risha that's going to say that's called B'Shusai, then I've proven that Rishon disagrees with the Balamor lock, stock, and barrel, and that Rishon, no way in a million years, could ever go down the route of the Ketzais to call Davar Asmana in a B'Shusai, right? That would be a pretty good test. So we have to rise to the challenge. Find a Rishon. That's our game now. Find a Rishon who's going to tell us that something that's physically inaccessible, but there's no Kenyan Gazela, that's called B'Shusai. And if that Rishon exists, then it wouldn't be a knockout against the Ketzais, because the Ketzais said, I don't hold with that Rishon, but it would definitely be a point of concern for the Ketzelsis theory. Anyone know who the Rishon is? What? The Rashba? Which Rashba? I can't hear. Which Rashba? Which Rashba? No, I don't know. So Rabbi say, the Shita B'Kabetzis in Bav Metzia. You need the third prepper, Kamafki. Goes back to something we spoke about just not that long ago. Remember the mission Bav Metzia says that a Mafki, that's a Chavero, Be'Makelim, if I give you an item to watch, and then it gets stolen, and the Shomer has a way out. The Shomer can take a Shavuot. The Shomer can take a Shavuot if he wants to. But he doesn't want him. He decides he's going to pay. Or if he's a Shomer Sachi, he couldn't even if he wanted, he's going to pay. And he pays. And now the Galav gets caught. And now there's Kefil. And the Ganav's really in trouble because he was Tevech HaMoichel. His Alveh, there's a lot of money now at stake. Who gets the Kef, who gets the Alveh? What does the Mishnah say? Who gets it? The Shomer. Misha Vikar, that's why the Shomer gets it. The Shomer was kind of the Kef, he was kind of the Alveh. Didn't we just talk about this not that long ago? The Shomer is kind of the Kef. We just talked about it by the Ravid, right? By the Tevech HaMoichel. So the Gemara beginning of Mafkid, it's very, 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 it's a flogging with this Mishnah. It's very, very hard to understand this Mishnah. What's the problem? What's the basic problem with this Mishnah? What mechanism of Kinyan exactly does the Shomer invoke to be kind of the Kefal? What's he kind of the Kefal? So obviously he's not kind of the Kefal. What is he kind of? He must have been kind of the goof lepeiros. He's kind of the animal vis-a-vis the cave. It's like if I want to sell, I own an animal, I own a cow. I don't want to sell the cow, but you want to buy the rights to use the milk of that cow, to drink the milk. So we could set up the following kinyan. I'm selling you the goof hapora vis-a-vis the peiros. I think we spoke about this a little bit before. Tell us the right? Show us that concept of selling a goof lepeiros. So the Gemara in the beginning of our Mafkid says the only way to pull off the stunt, you can't sell the kefir, the kefir is lobal yoyla. The best you could do is you have to sell the gufa pora vis-a-vis to be zeich in the kefir. Okay, tozer. So the Gemara raises a very, very technical question. At what point in time did this kinyan take place? When was the Mafkid willing to pay, willing to be makna, the gufa pora? So l'chora, at what moment in time is the mafkid willing to do this? L'chora when? What is the mafkid? I give you an animal to watch. Like mehechatei says it gets stolen. Right? So why would I say the goof of Paris now? Probably the only time I'll say the goof of Paris is when? If and when you pay me for the cake. When you pay me for the pikod. The animal gets stolen. I take you to the interior and you come forward and you pay. Either voluntarily or your shabbosach, you had to pay whatever it is. Once you pay the money, so then at that point, I'm going to say the gufa peiros. That's the pashtus, right? So the Gemara completely ignores that possibility. That's not even on the radar screen. Why not? What's wrong with that model?
No kinyan with kesef.
What's wrong with the model? What? And therefore, it's a what? What is it? I can't hear me. It's how you get to sell it? It's stolen. So when you learn the beginning of Perek HaMafkid, many people in 8th grade to learn HaMafkid don't realize that the whole Shach Matar at the beginning of Perek HaMafkid is assuming you already finished the 7th Perek of Bava Kama. It wasn't Eilal Adas that you're going to learn Bava Metzia before you learn Bava Kama. So you already know there's the Nevena B'Shusay. So you realize right away that what is the mechanism of selling this kefil? To sell the kefil itself is ridiculous. To sell the goof lepeiros would be a theoretically good option because the goof is ba'olam, but you have to time the kinyan properly. And if you time the kinyan, it should take place at the time when the guy's paying, when the shomer is paying, it's ready too late. So you have to make this kinyan take effect earlier. You have to say that there was some kind of an unwritten understanding between the mafkid and the shomer nobody even knew about. Nobody articulated, but it was Muvan Me'elov, that at some point before the animal was stolen, there was an unwritten, unspecified, unsaid agreement to be marked in the Guf Lepeiros. When was that magic moment in time? So the Gemara says two possibilities. Who remembers being a Mamafkin? I won't tell you 8th grade Rebbe, if you forget. So either it's from Mamash Me'achshav, from the moment of the Mesiris HaPikadon, it was like an unwritten stipulation, something in the fine print. It said something along the lines. You got to check with the lawyers, Mr. Holter. Probably somewhere in those little teeny weeny lines. It said, if and when this animal is stolen and you decide to come forward and to pay me for the animal, I am hereby marking you the goof lepeiros vis-a-vis the kef d'alveh as of right now. So it says that in the tiny, tiny unwritten print. And then the Gemara calls, no, maybe the clause of 6bx42 didn't say me'achshav. It said that if and when the animal gets stolen, I am hereby willing to sell you the machna guf lepeiros from the split second before the animal was stolen. The animal was stolen at 302, I'm willing to sell you the guf lepeiros from 301. My nafkamina, it was a nafkamina, it's Gizus and Vlodus, about what happened in the interim. It was a whole sugyan in Hamavki Nafin. So you see that Chazal were almost like in pain. They were trying so hard to pinpoint the moment of sale. And the best they could come up with is either Bishas, Mesiris HaPikotim, or a split second, Kaidim Shekodishas Geneva. And it's clear as day that what was prompting Chazal to do somersaults, to make this kinyan early, was because to make the kinyan at the most logical time was impossible because it's Dabash and Bishusai. Right? Who have learned at the beginning of Hamafkin? Anyone in their lifetime at the beginning of Perek Hamafkin? Okay. When you learned Perek Hamafkin, did your 8th grade rabbi tell you that that was the problem? Don't remember. It's been a long time. Okay? That was the problem. Come to Shit Mukabetzis on the spot and says, but Medvar Mamurim, the Gemara had to do somersaults, was only for what? Because the Mishnah talks about Geneva. But the Mishnah doesn't only talk about Geneva. What else does the Mishnah talk about? The Mafkets of Ebbe Hebekeh, the Nignevu Awa, She'avdu, talks about Aved also. There's a whole other dintera that the Mishnah describes. Did I put on the Ram curse? Right? It's a whole other dintera. I give you an animal to watch, and the animal's lost. It got out of the barn, it's walking the streets, walking the farm, I have no idea where it is. It's an Aveda. Shomer Socher is chayav an Aveda. Shomer Chinam is not chayav, but if he wants to pay, he can pay. So it was an Aveda. And then later, it could be later it gets stolen. Could be we could discuss Gizus of Lodus, other things. Comes to Shiva Gebetz and says, but if it's only an Aved, it wasn't stolen yet, then there's no need to do somersaults. When is the Kinyan HaGuf L'Peiros? What moment in time? Well, we would have said logically in the first place. When? Yeah, not Me'aksha from before. Now, when I give you the cash. When I hand you over the cash, when I pay, when the Shema pays for the Aveda, it's not even thinking of yet, it's going to be stolen tomorrow. Right now it's only an Aveda, it's not, no one, there is no Gazan, there is no Ganav yet. Right now it's only an Aveda, Shteita Shem Gebetzes, no problem, no qualms, no hesitations. You can be mocked at Mamish B'Shas Maisa, because it's still called a Dover B'Shusai. What do you see from the Shem Gebetzes, everybody say? No? What do you see from the Shem Gebetzes? So who saw the sheet inside? Where's the sheet? Show them Darshan, what are we up to? Double room of Mama, I have no will. Okay? Someone here, the sheet of Gebetzah says that you can sell an Aveda. I asked you, can you sell an Aveda? Let's work it through. What do you think? Who thinks they can sell an Aveda? What do you think an Aveda is? Describe to me an Aveda. Is that a Davar B'Shusa or Tavashen B'Shusa? What do you think? According to the Balamor, is an Aveda B'Shusa? No, it's not accessible. I don't know where it is. Ain't no halak of accessible gold to be said. So what led that Sheik Mekubetzis to think that an Aveda is called B'Shusa? Who must the Sheik Mekubetzis have been holding like? The Ramban. And what do you see for that Sheik Mekubetzis? That the Ramban is not adding to the Balamor. He's disagreeing with the Balamor. Balamor defined the B'Shusa as accessibility. The Ramban says wrong. Pasha, not true. And therefore, there's a double machlekes Balamor and Ramban. In the case where the Galzin is willing to return it, but hasn't returned yet, Balamor says that's B'Shusa. Ramban says no. And Aveda is the flip of that, the exact diametrically opposed. Aveda is, there's lack of Ikin and Gazela, but it's the mice that's not accessible. So the Sheik Mekubetzis is going to be for Ramban, and is willing to call an Aveda Dover Shibishusai. It's a Dover Shibishusai, 100% Bishusai. Ah, it's not accessible. Who cares? There's no kidding you, Zayla. According to this Sheet of Mekubetzis, what do you think this Halakha Sheet of Mekubetzis would hold about a Dover Asabano? Do you think that the Sheet of Mekubetzis would ever dream that a Dover Asabano is called Eina Bishusai? Think about that for a second, because that's the pivotal point of the next. And this year. According to this sheet of Mikubetzis, is it Nitan Lahe Amer that a Dover also by Noah is called Dana Bishusai? What do you think? It's impossible to say such a thing. It's the Olam Adas to say such a thing. Because an Aveda is the halachic equivalent of a Dover also by Noah. Both of them are lacking physical accessibility. Neither of them have a kidding gazela to reckon with. So whatever you think about one is going to be the other. This is a perfect equation. The types of equations I don't know about, but this is an absolute picture-perfect equation. Whatever you think about Aveda is what you're going to vote about Adavar Asabano, what you're going to vote the parasha of Eina B'Shusay. So according to this Sheet Mekubetz, who here, hands up now, who agrees with me that according to this Sheet Mekubetz says, it is clear as day, Bali Shum Sofek, that Adavar Asabano is still called B'Shusay. Anyone argue with what I said? No? Who agrees? Who agrees? I gotta get some. Who knows what I'm talking about? First hands up, who knows what I'm talking about? If you know what I'm talking about, who agrees with what I'm talking about? Isn't it clear as day? It's impossible. No, I haven't heard one person argue with me yet. It is clear as day, according to the Sheet Mekubetz says, Adavar Ha'asa Barna is still called B'Shusso, because the Veda is called B'Shusso. Manishtan Aveda from Davar Asa Barna. They both lack physical accessibility, and neither of them have a kidney gazelle. Oh, yeah, Rabbi Isai, who's the Sheet Mekubetz quoting? Do we have the Ramakamas? Which was it on the Ramakamas? Tishi. Was the Gemara in Bitsi on the Ramakamas? Nothing was on the Ramakamas. Just the Gemara was. Okay. I'll tell you who the Sheet is quoting. He's quoting the Ritva. It's Chedushi Ritva. The real Chedushi Ritva. By the way, the Ritva that we have originally written about Mitzia were the fake Ritvas. The real Chedushi Ritva appears in the Sheet Mekubetzis. That's the one that says this. The Emissary Ritva says this. Rabbi, who sees where we're going? It took us a half hour to appreciate this Ritva in Bava Metzia, quoted in the Sheet Mekubetzis, who says clear as day that Aveda is called B'Shusay, and the corollary of that is clear as day, Adavar Asabano is called B'Shusay as well. Because the Ritva believed, like his Rebbe's Rebbe, like the Ramban, that the Balamor's entire model is incorrect with Chiva B'Yatzayf. The only fact that makes Aveda B'Shusay is Kiddi Gazela. That's all there is right no more. No, who does this not bode well for? I say it with a broken... I have to say it. Toylam Dini Tzarech. What?
Starts now.
This does not bode well for the Ketzais. Why does it not bode well for the Ketzais? Because the Ketzais is whole shtickle Taira to call a Dabra Asa Bano Shalovi and Abishuso because of our Gemara. Psach and Davot. Our Gemara says, Ein Abishus Shalov. Our Gemara says that if not for the Chiddush Taira, you would not have been over by Rabbi Motzah. And the Ketzais, in fact, the Kasha, according to those Rishonim and Tzukah, who say, Yisuri, I know, belong to you, what's Pshat of Agamar? Who was the Ketzais that did put him in the Mamakamas, right? The Ketzais that did put him also? The Ketzais that did, okay. So the Ketzais says, the only way for him, for Agamar, and Pshat Davov, is to go down the root of Shalom, and Mishusai. And the Ketzais is saying it, but das, those Rishonim in Sukkot HaFlamerei, who hold that Dover also by Noah is still Shaloi. And the Ketzai says, Shaloi, yeah, Abba Nash Nish B'Shusai. Who is that Rishon in Sukkot HaFlam and Hamid Alf? Who is the Rishon who argues with the Raivin, Rabbi Say? Who is it? It's the Ritva. We have no Tainas on the Ketzais. You know why we have no Tainas on the Ketzais? Why not? The Ketzais thought it was the Rashba. I can't blame him. So everyone else in the 1800s thought it was the Rashba. The Ketzais knew this Ritva in Bava Metzia with the back of his hand. He quotes it in other places. He has other times, other kashas. He knew this Ritva in Bava Metzia. Don't think he didn't know this Ritva in Bava Metzia. He has other pieces in Ketzais about this. This is a point in Ritva for other reasons. When the Ketzais read the pseudo Rashba In Sukkot of Lamed Hey, he saw through the eyes of a machlokes the Raivan and the Rashba. Okay, so the Rashba can hold like the Baal Mor, and the world would have come to an end. But Rabbi Yisai, what was the chilul lekach? But that Rashba was never Rashba. It was the Ritva. What do we do? If the Tzais was sitting here, we'd have to present all these facts of the case to him. We'd have to show it to him. The Phineas deity, he would be murdered. He would be murdered. His trap can't work. In the Ritva, Pasha can't work. Because the Ritva in Sukkah is mamish out. Mufrach b'nei ubei from the Ritva. In Bar Mitzvah. The Ritva in Bar Mitzvah by Aveda is a Raya Bura. This Nishkin Shita is a Ritva in Sukkot of Lamed Hei. The Tzoyis' Shita can be true. There may be others who say this, maybe Shaida, maybe the Tzoyis himself was a Bar Hochi to say it on his own. But to stick this into the Ritva, Lafini's diet, it can't be said. No? So we spent 45 minutes trying to reject the Tzoyis' beer in the Ritva. So what is the Emes' beer in the Ritva? So what is Pshat? What is the pshat? The Ritva holds the Yisra and Ra called yours, and the Ritva does not hold Yisra and Ra not called the Rishis. So can't hold that one. Impossible. Aveda disproves that. So what is the beer? So let's try Nagamar. We're just learning Pesachim Davav. Remember, we're just learning Pesachim. You can't learn Pesachim unless you learn Sukkot Davav Amrei. You can't learn Sukkot Amrei unless you're beginning from Mafkin. So all the sugyas are totally zebizeh. But back to Pesachim. So what's Pshat Nagamar? Pesachim Davav. What's the Chiddush by Rabbi Matzai? Why is the Enem Mishus Shel Adam? So l'chora ha'emes yiradarkai, that you have to fall back on the third possibility that we mentioned in the introduction to the sugya. Remember we said, when we first started the sugya, we said there are three distinct possibilities why Chometz would not have been subject to by Rabbi Matzai. One is because it's not Shalai, that was the Ravid. One is it's Enem Mishuso, that's the Ktsaisa's version of the Ritva. What was shot number three? Yisuri Hanah.
Dvar Matan Ibad.
The what?
Dvar Matan Ibad. Or any.
Regularly, Yisuri Hanah are yours. So, Veshusai. Bishtay, in other words. There's a new halacha here. It has nothing to do with any Veshusai. Zero. There's a brand new halacha that says that you can't own something that the Torah in the same bread tells you to destroy. To own a cheeseburger that you can. Maybe to own oil also, because maybe the Torah never told you to destroy oil that we spoke about yesterday. But to own something that at the same breath the Torah is saying destroy it, but yet it's yours, that's glue in terms. I just made up that cloth, it doesn't exist, but you understand what I mean. It's not shaykh that bailus, the parish of it, fossil for the bailus, doesn't make any sense at the Torah, even the oilam. That has nothing to do with any Bishusim. Zero to do with the Balma and Rabbi. As I state the Chassam Sefer. So Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva has this idea. I'm not mistaken, I think the Nesivis has the same idea also. Chassam Sefer has this idea that Chometz is the exception to the rule. The basic starting rule is Yisrael not belong to you. The Shalai, Bishusim, the whole nine yards. Chometz is the core because it's talking about Olam, but it's Zohar, maybe talking those kinds of things that I don't remember the tshuva itself, what number the tshuva was, what simon the tshuva was, but there were two things that struck me about the tshuva Chassam Sefer. Check me afterwards to get the tshuva, because it's kedai to read the tshuva for these two nekudas. In that tshuva, there are two unbelievable things that he yaitz him in advar from this Chassam Sefer. Besides this tshuva, this is the most important part. But there are two human things that you find out about, not about the Shita of the Chassam Sefer, but about the Chassam Sefer's personality that emanate from this tshuva. And they're both critical. And the Tali Zebizah. Chassam Sefer was responding, somebody wrote him a whole Shikul Torah about Yisra and Noah, the Shalom, the whole Chagadja. Chassam Sefer wants to respond. And he writes that he has to respond quickly because the mailman's leaving, you know, in those days. I missed the mail today, so I'll throw in the mail tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to wait another 6 months till the next Pony Express guy is going to come. So Chassam Sefer says he heard that the postman is leaving soon, so he's got to write a very, very quick tshuva. So he apologizes that he has to write it quickly. He doesn't want to wait till, who knows, 6 months later. So he's going to write a tshuva fairly quickly. Then he writes that he has to apologize again because he doesn't have access to any svarim. He doesn't have any svarim with him right now, but he has to write the tshuva. The mailman's standing there. So he writes a 3-4 page tshuva with every marim up under the sun about Isri Hana, and he told you Mitchili he didn't have a sefer. So everything is mamish from different. He wasn't learning the sugya. So I'm going to talmud his intent to mishtikul Torah. So he wanted to respond. So he wrote a 3-4 page tshuva about Isri Hana belonging to you off the top of his head without any access to any svarim. So that tells you a little bit about the godless of the alumnus of himself, what a girl he was in terms of Gainis Prepatera, Kaltar Kula, in front of his eyes. But the second Nakuda tells you something about the personality, about the tzidkus of the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer, the very last paragraph, writes, again, he apologizes again for not having access to the Svarim, so he apologizes, we missed one of the Mamakramas here and there. He didn't miss the money, don't worry about it. But then he explains in the last paragraph quickly why he didn't have access to Svarim. He was home, sitting in his house. He writes that his wife had a baby a little while before, and she had a very difficult birth. He writes this in the last paragraph, right? She had a difficult birth. She hasn't been feeling well, and she's sleeping right now. She's sleeping in the room with the Svarim bar. He says, I will not walk into the room because maybe I'll wake her up. She needs a rest. So you're going to have to wait for many mamakomis. The postman's not waiting. So I'm going to have to do the tshuva by heart. I'm not waking my wife in order to write a shtibul Torah and Yisrael Noah being in the Meshusa. So she takes it chasam. That's how he signs off. That's how he ends the tshuva in the last three lines. So it's a good instruction about the godless chasam for the tzidkus of chasam. Someone says, that's tzaddik, zoichet to such godless material. So Nagel HaMaisa for us, everybody say, we got to go back to this, to our sugya. So we're still trying to figure out Pesachim Davav. And we still got a lot of issues. We're still trying to figure out what's going on. We have three possibilities now. Either the Ravitz Pshat, that's the easiest Pshat in the sugya, in a Shalai and finish, Kamayim, and it's not called B'cha, call it a day. Or the Ketzaisis Pshat of the sugya that he claimed B'das HaRash B'slash Ritva, which we can't really accept. But the Ketzais, it's still a viable Pshat. We didn't disprove the Pshat of the Ketzais. Don't take too much credit for ourselves. We just showed that because we figured out, because they told us 50 years later, after the Ketzais was no longer alive, that it was the Ritva, not the Rashba. After all the Kisvayad were compared later, they realized that it was a mistake. So we chapped 150 years later that you can't say the Shtibul Torah in the Ritva. It's an Emes of Pshat. It's not the Ritva. Pashtus. And then you have the third shot, which we're guessing is the Ritva, which again, we don't know what the Ritva himself said, but I'm sorry if it did say it, we're guessing this is the third shot. So we have three different takes on Yisri HaNoah. Either they're in a Shalai V'Yenu B'Shusai, or, which again, openly maybe the Baal Mar Shita, it's very possible, or Yisri HaNoah in general, B'Karon or Shalai U'B'Shusai, but Dvar Ma'at U'Nim B'Shusai, but the exceptions to the rule. So how do you know which pshat is the correct one? How do you know to go down the Ravid, the Ketzais, Chassam Sefer? How do you know? How do you test it? Go back to the lab, go back to Shas. So you have to look for indications in Gemaras that are going to point us in one of these three directions. So there are two sugyas that both appear in Bava Kama, one in the fourth paragraph of Bava Kama, one in the seventh paragraph of Bava Kama. I think I put them both in the Mamakamas, Memhei and Ayin Aleph. So hopefully Mitzvah Shem's flight tomorrow, we'll try to learn those two sugyas carefully and see, is there any inkling in those two sugyas as to which direction to go? Well, those two sugyas are going to open up a whole world for us in terms of kind of branching out a little bit more in terms of what Yisrael and I are all about. So as of now, we're just still learning Pesachim Daf Vav Amud Beis, but we realize that you cannot learn Pesachim Daf Vav Amud Beis without learning Pesachim Daf Lamed Hei, without learning the beginning of the Perakim Afki, without learning Mem Hei and Bava Kama, without learning Ayin Aleph. But to get all the pieces, hopefully we'll get a little bit more clarity in Pesachim Daf Vav. So, let's jump to one more. Okay.